For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
Hi there. My name is Mark Emery. I'm wanted for extradition to the United States to serve life imprisonment without parole for selling marijuana seeds all over the world. Not charged with anything here in Canada. I'm also the publisher of Cannabis Culture Magazine and the director of Pot Television.
Mark, it's become a really bizarre situation. I understand they're going to be selling marijuana in the drug stores up there soon.
They are. Yeah. In fact, that's already legal in British Columbia. It's for people who have a legal exemption for marijuana. There's only 1,000 Canadians that have a legal exemption. In fact, in British Columbia, they estimate there are only 12 people qualify to buy marijuana from the pharmacy, so it's not like it's going to be a particularly busy thing, but it is kind of interesting that we're the second jurisdiction in the world that has marijuana for sale in pharmacies.
Well, Mark, let's talk about that. There's also the whole cannabis plant extract, sativix.
And Canada is the first country in the world to approve that for distribution. My friend Alison Merton has been testing that out, as has Philippe Lucas in Victoria. And they give it a sort of a 50-50 review. If you didn't have pot, it would be helpful, but it's not nearly as good as titrating it by smoking it. So,
well, Mark, let's talk about your situation again. You're wanted in the United States. DEA went after you.
Well, they bought seeds from me by mail, and they bought seeds on 3 or 4 occasions at the front counter here in Vancouver over a year. It's pretty remarkable. The DEA, I don't know if you've got that statement from DEA head Karen Tandy, but when I was arrested in Halifax on July 29th, their statement just drips with contempt for all our work on legalization. For example, she said, "Today's DEA arrest of Mark Scott Emery, publisher of Cannabis Culture Magazine, the founder of a marijuana legalization group, is a significant blow not only to the marijuana trafficking trade in the U.S. and Canada, but also to the marijuana legalization movement. His marijuana trade and propagandists of Marijuana Magazine have generated $5 million a year in profits that bolstered his trafficking efforts, but those have gone up in smoke today." Get this, Emery and his organization have been designated one of Attorney General's most wanted international drug trafficking organizational targets, one of only 46 in the world and the only one from Canada. Hundreds of thousands of dollars of Emery's illicit profits are known to have been channeled to marijuana legalization groups active in the United States and Canada. Drug legalization lobbyists now have one less pot of money to rely on. I mean, you can feel the contempt. "I've never harmed anyone. Everybody who wanted my seeds asked for them, and we're anxious to have them, and we're grateful to have them. And the money that we received, you know, for a little under $4 million went to every, you know, major group and activist organization and event. Clearly they're targeting me because we're very good at what we do."
To learn more, please visit CannabisCulture.com. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.